is sodium chlorate, but okay. plain table salt. And then if they need any more, we can add in certain types of carbohydrates as well, that will try and hold on to a little bit more or a little bit more hydration. So that'll obviously sodium load them, as well as hydrating them to about 800 mils before the actual event begins. And that's one aspect. The other one you mentioned there is sour foods, but pickle juice in particular is the key thing that switches off the neural pathways that can be causing cramp, right? Mm. Now, I've heard reports that's only temporary. Mm. You're not really solving the issue of the cramp, like where the cramp is coming from. It's just a temporary fix. And I think that's probably why they've called them cramp fix, but they are only temporary. And like I said, they're not really solving the issue itself. But like things like strength and conditioning, right? So when you're talking there about race efforts, okay, and doing them early in the season, probably what you're trying to do there with your guys are like stimulating the muscle so that it's really active, right, and it's doing as much power as it's going to be. If you say move your bike position or you wear different shoes, all of a sudden you're probably going to start using different little muscle groups that haven't been worked before, and you put them into a race situation and they're the ones that might cramp up. But if you throw in some strength and conditioning that targets all those things kind of on a regular basis, and you do your foam rolling and you do your stretching, then you're working those muscles that can do a job and do it well, and they're not going to be your debilitating factor when it comes to a race.
I love that. Do you know, is the water that's retained by carb loading usable for hydration purposes?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you've got 4 grams, 4 grams of water per every 1 gram of carbohydrate. Yeah, absolutely. If you went in glycogen depleted versus fully glycogen loaded, you're going to have a lot more water at your disposal.
Do you know what the stance is on those things? You mentioned potassium, magnesium, calcium. There are some drink mixes now that are only using like table salt, because there's a study that shows that those extra things had no bearing on hydration. Do you agree with that? Or do you still think getting
bearing on hydration? Possibly. Maybe they don't have much bearing on hydration. However, like calcium and potassium are all part of the muscle contraction and relaxation process. So if you're sweating out all your calcium and all of a sudden there's none left, it's going to get leached from your bones. So that's obviously not a good aspect. So the calcium in there might be more beneficial for that aspect of exercise versus the hydration aspect of exercise.
Because I've switched off of drink mixes, and I'm trying to think, the one that I actually used to use did not even have potassium, magnesium, calcium. And a lot of us are doing just pure table sugar and sea salt. And so I'm wondering, do I need to supplement potassium, magnesium, calcium possibly in this mix?
Sea salt isn't plain table salt. Remember that. It might have some other electrolytes in there. Okay. As other minerals, if you like. Table salt is plain sodium chloride. Okay. Whatever's in sea salt, that's why like pink Himalayan salt can be used as a replacement for electrolytes, because it has other minerals. Well, that's what I've recommended in the past. Yeah, for like a kind of a make it yourself energy drink, which is like juice.
I've actually, as I say this, I've used pink probably half the time just because that's what I had at home. So
it's nice as well. I like the taste of it. But like I add my own electrolytes basically to everything that I have. Because
and what do you use?
I just use the bulk powders, plain electrolyte mix. It is all four of them though. And but in the right quantities, because it's based on the sweat rate.
Email me a link to that so we can post it in the show.
For sure. Yeah. It's based on the sweat concentration of those minerals, of those electrolytes. So that's what it's trying to replace. And that's obviously, well, not obviously, but that's probably where the data that they put into that development came from. But yeah, I mean, sea salt And pink Himalayan salt, they do contain other minerals anyway, so that's all good.
This has been awesome. I want to respect the time that you have. I'm wondering, we had some other ones, topics of like getting to the end of longer races with gas in the tank, going through stage races, supplements, and there's a lot of things that we could talk about. Would you want to do another podcast in like a month? Or
I have a feeling, Brendan, if I start talking about supplements, I won't be able to stop talking. And I know. Need to stop talking.
Can we do a part two? And actually what I'd love to do in here and say, hey, people, email me, or because people are going to love this podcast.